Well, I think it needs more discussion, even discussion with Orange County Races, just to see what they're doing.
Good question, yeah.
Because so, field day is a competition. We're talking about emergency work, which the competition is practice for emergency work, but I think it needs more discussion.
Orange County Races use their competition.
Coming from the guy who's responsible for it.
Correct. Well, he's a professional.
Blame me.
It used to be when I was doing with O'Neill that the OC Races has a net every Monday evening at 7 p.m. And if any one of the members of the Lunar Gal was in the radio room, we could use, at the time it was, I don't remember, something called, right now it's W6ACS, use the AC Race, the Orange County Races club call sign, if you're in the EOC radio. So okay. If we're in the Mission Gale radio room, mm-hmm. and we want to check into that, use KE6SW.
So if we're in the LC, we use a club. If we're out in the field, we use our own.
Yeah.
That's the way makes sense. Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. I was just thinking, since we're all in one room, we've got four radios going.
Yeah.
Let's use them.
We have
a way to find out who it is that's actually making a call. People know that call sign, if they look on a list, that is Mission Gale.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, well, you think about Shorty and his network of repeaters, and they're all...
Wind system.
Yeah, the wind system. They all use his call sign, JSI. Yeah. So, what I'll do, there's a meeting the 20th, and I'm going to go up to Orange County Races, since Charlie won't be here. I'll ask the question. It might be interesting to
see
what the consensus is among the cities, or if there is a consensus.
You'll be there the rest of the night.
You'll be there the rest of the night discussing it, yeah. Okay, we're page 73, or slide 73, let's move on. Slide 74 is a pretty picture of an EOC. Slide 75 is easy because it's a duplicate of slide 72.
Yeah.
So we can whip by that one. We're now on slide 76. This has been a big class to go through. 70 slides. Can you believe that? Or actually, 100 slides. Okay, on slide 76, it says a standardized documentation, the ICS 214. We use it to keep track of new developments when personnel arrive or depart. That's interesting. It says, when time personnel arrive or depart, arrivals may not be recorded on the 211. Okay, I guess in a chaotic situation where people are coming and going, they recognize that while we all should be logging into and out of the EOC on a 211, we probably will foul up. And so as part of the backup plan, you also jot down when people arrive and depart on the 214. Is that the way you read it?
I do it, yeah.
Okay. And then it says, of course, as Jay, you mentioned earlier, we use the 214 for arrival or departure of officials or dignitaries. When we have problems with radios, like what we had during our drill, where we were intermod interference between our radios,
actually that was desensing.
Or desensing.
Yeah.
I used the wrong term. It was desense. Okay. And then the slide 77, it talks about the ICC checklist, and again, that's to be determined whether we're going to have one of our own or use the one that Wayne has provided us. So we can move past slide 77 to slide 78. Standardized documentation, again, they talk about the ICS 205 communication plan being up on the wall.
Isn't that supposed to be an active document? You fill it out as you need it?
Yeah.
Well, then why is it on the wall?
Yeah. I think what they're thinking is if you think of the Loma Ridge EOC, or even the Mission Viejo EOC, they've got whiteboards around on the walls in the Situation Room, and they used to log in what was happening, what was being used, what frequencies. They would write it on the whiteboard. I think that's the context of this slide. Now, for your information, we saw that when we went up for the Web EOC training, and Sydney will remember. I think Sydney will remember. Anyway, what they have done, if you haven't been up there recently, it's now all automated. A part of Web EOC is they keep track of everything on the computer, and they now have projectors above every screen all the way around the room that project down on the screen. It only stands out from the wall, oh, maybe 2 feet, or above every whiteboard, and projects down on the whiteboard what's being entered in Web EOC. And so there's no longer a scribe needed to keep the boards up to date. So if we had an automated 205 and we had a projector, we could do the same thing. Okay, on slide 78 it talks about having a supply of ICS 213s, and obviously having ICS 213 message log. I was confused by them saying ICS 213 message log. Although it says the ZR210ADF, for us, we just call it a message log. But where in our manual do we find it?
Or something.
I think it's on our forms list.
523.
Is it 523? Our message log?
The 523 is message form.
Okay.
Our message log is 519.
Okay, 519. Okay, so that's...
It'd be easy to do an access or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be easy.
Search.
Now, again, you see on slide 79 is a version that Wayne came up with, but we're using a new form. In your handouts is in fact our message log, and after the May 4th drill, it looks like so, with real wide rows. After our drill, one of the things that was documented on May 4th was that we needed a column for sent and received, so we now got it, and more space to log the information. So this is sort of a yellow tablet or whatever, a wide rule. So Charlie has updated that, and it's on the out on the web for us already. So now we can move on to slide 80. We're getting there. Slide 80. And again, look at all the standardized documentation. But the good news is we're doing it all. it's intimidating to look at this list, but the ICC log, the ICS 214 log, that's something we might add. And then we have the ICS 214 form per position. Now, we had a discussion, I think, before class started here about the pros and cons of using that radio log that we tried May 4th. And I think we agree it's a great idea, but our operators were so busy trying to take traffic and send traffic, they didn't have time to do the paperwork. And then there was also the feeling that it was redundant with what the logger is logging. So what are your thoughts briefly about that?
Redundant? Yeah.
I think we could look at that process along with our absolute minimum EOC radio requirements and then match the radio with the paperwork and get it down to the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But we're not going to have 7 people available constantly to staff the EOC.
Yeah. Maybe, the thought just occurred to me, maybe the next drill will be choreographed assuming bare minimum requirements, which would free up some people to go out in the field. That might be very interesting to see. Except that we are mandated by OC races to monitor our primary simplex and repeater in, and then we're required to send messages out. So we almost have to have all 4 radios active, at least during the drill, because we're mandated to do that by the drill scenario. Okay, one of the forms that talks about EMCO tracking log, we don't do that. The ICC radio room message log, to be determined. We should have our incident objectives up on the wall. Remember, Wayne always said that made us look more professional. We don't have them up on the wall tonight. And the form that says the incident name and number, you can see we've got it up here on the wall for the class. So we now go to the ICC position assignments. Now this is position or radio assignments. Position assignments. The position assignments has to do with the operators. Well, we certainly don't have manpower for a ZR24 radio coordinator. We do have ZR2Rs now, radio specialists. We never thought of it, but our logger is the ZR2D. So we actually had the ZR2D position officially. And notice that it includes maintaining the 211 form, the 214, and the message in on out log. So that's consistent. And we don't have a packet specialist, but we do have a ZR2W position, which was Joe, that did all our wind link for us. So now, moving on to 83, got 15 minutes. Key thing about positions, okay, obviously not all positions will be needed. And we already talked about how we might scale it back. Second bullet, resources can be increased or decreased based on need and incident need and mission objectives are the deciding factors as far as how many are used.
I think that first bullet is funny in parentheses. A single ZR2R may be able to provide all communication support. And we're saying it needs at least 4 or 5.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess one,